Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I've watched kids play soccer all over the world, in Colombian garbage dumps, specifically Barranquilla, Colombia, in the streets of Mexico, the fields of Sudan, Indonesia, Philippines, and so often their soccer ball is homemade from strips of rags or plastic, all trussed together with wire, rope, or cord, or whatever. I've always been impressed by the ingenuity of kids. Their resourcefulness and their passion for the game of soccer is remarkable. I'm Christopher Springman. Can you imagine what it'd be like for these kids to have a real soccer ball? But so-called real soccer balls aren't designed for garbage dumps, rocky, rough terrain, or to be hit by barbed wire or broken glass. Sounds like what the world needs is a soccer ball that will stand up to punishment in addition to performing well. A soccer ball that, well, takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Our next guest has the answer. Her name is Lisa Tarver, co-founder and chief operating officer of the One World Football Team. Lisa, welcome to Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you, Christopher. It's great to be here.
Tell me about this magic soccer ball. What is it called?
Well, it's called the One World Football, and it's a virtually indestructible ball that never needs a pump, never goes flat, and is designed for exactly the conditions that you were talking about, for where most of the world's children play soccer, or football as it's called in most of the world. And it won't go flat and will last for many, many years.
What's the backstory behind the One World Football Project, or Football Project?
Well, it came from the inventor of the ball, Tim Yonagan, had the idea a few years back. After a couple of years tossing the idea around, we were able to develop the ball and launch the project in 2010. And it's been an extraordinary 2 years. We have balls in 150 countries around the world, and we're just getting started.
What is the ball made out of? It's indestructible. You can puncture it, hit it with nails, and it keeps on rolling. What kind of ball or what kind of substance would create that kind of viability?
Well, it's made of a material called a cross-linked closed-cell foam, which is a type of a EVA-based material. And that's a lot of gobbledygook to say. It's a lot of people are familiar with Crocs shoes. It's the same class of material. So it's kind of a foamy-type plastic. And it's extremely durable. So it can sit out in the rain, in the sun, and will last literally for years and years and years.
So how many soccer balls do you have out there now?
We're currently producing and shipping about 45,000 balls per month.
Wow.
And they're going all over the world.
Now, that costs money. And who is helping you in this noble effort?
Well, we are very happy to, in the spring, we're able to announce a partnership with Chevrolet. They are the founding sponsor of One World Football Project, and as part of that sponsorship, they're funding production and distribution of 1.5 million balls over 3 years.
Wow. So how do you get the ball from, I guess, where it's manufactured to where it is needed?
They're shipped in containers, and a lot of people think, oh, so all the balls are in the containers. We open the door and they all roll out. Well, no, they're actually in boxes inside the container.
That's
so
pretty civilized.
No worries about that. And unfortunately, one of the challenges is because the ball isn't inflated and is round, and it can be even run over by a car and will go back to round, it has to ship round. So we end up shipping a lot of air around the world, but that's just part of the challenge.
Our guest is Lisa Tarver, co-founder and chief operating officer of the One World Football Team. What kind of reaction do you get from kids? I mean, I realize you deliver a lot of these balls in person. How do the kids respond?
The reaction from children, I can give you an example. A few months ago, I was in El Salvador, and I actually lived in El Salvador for 5 years in the 90s. So it's a place that's dear to my heart, and I was very happy to be able to go back there and deliver One World Footballs. And we visited a number of communities, very poor communities, where the kids were, you know, we asked them to bring what they currently play with. And kids, as you were saying, it's, you know, old deflated balls that the covering is worn off.
You know, that was my next question. When you're out delivering these balls, they must have a whole pile of, what, dead soccer balls?
Dead soccer balls, rag balls, like you were talking about, balls made of trash, tied together. You know, kids will play with an old soda bottle, a rock, whatever they can find to kick around. So when kids saw the ball, they were like, oh, great, a new soccer ball, because they've had balls donated before. We'd squish it down flat and it would come back to round, and their eyes would just open up like it was magic, because they've never seen anything like it before. And most of all, they just wanted to go and play.
What is the Spanish equivalent of, this one's a keeper? How many balls do you typically give a community?
Balls, we always, at One World Football Project, we feel very strongly that balls don't need to go to individual children, because it's a team sport. It's a group sport. It's community activity. It brings people together. And part of the learning and the importance of play is being able to play together with other children. So we always ensure that the balls go to a community organization, the school, the community elders, whoever it makes sense in the particular community. And, you know, we'd love for it to be even more, but we try and target a ball for every 20 or so children.
I know there are people who are listening to this program now and say, oh, this sounds really cool. I'd like to get one for my kids. Or perhaps I could become involved and make a donation to these nice folks, and which will allow them to further their work. How can people get in touch with you, Lisa?
Absolutely. And is it okay if I share our
website? Oh, please do. Thanks.
People can visit our website. It's oneworldfootball.com. And we sell the ball, so everyone can get one for themselves. It's a buy one, give one. So for every ball that you purchase, we donate a ball. So it's really two for one. You get one, and somebody else in need, a child somewhere in the world, gets one as well, or a community in need. In addition, we've just launched a holiday gift-giving campaign together with Save the Children. So through that holiday campaign, the donated balls will go to support Save the Children, both domestically and internationally.
Why did Chevrolet become involved in this? I would imagine that it's for altruistic reasons, because a lot of the folks who acquire these soccer balls probably don't have a Chevy dealer down the street.
That's very true. And Chevrolet found us, actually. They were looking at for global programs and recognizing that soccer, or football as it's called in most of the world, is by far the most played sport. And they wanted to do good in the world. And that's very true. Most of the balls, they say Chevrolet on them, but the people who are getting them will never see a Chevrolet or be able to buy a car. So it's really for them about doing good in the world, and we're very excited about the partnership.
Do you have any plans for other sports now that you've conquered, that you're in the process of conquering the soccer world?
Definitely. And in terms of the soccer world, there's, you know, we're just getting started. Oh. At 1.5 million sounds like a lot, but it's a drop in the bucket. So we plan to expand that number as far as possible.
Well, it's funny you should mention that number. Of the nearly 7 billion people on the planet, fully half of them, 3.5 billion, could not imagine life without the sport. In fact, one of the top teams in the Premier League in England is Manchester United. The official number of fans and followers worldwide is over 660 million people. And they're all kicking soccer balls around.
And that's twice the population of the entire United States. So, yes, the numbers are huge. And we are also going into other sports as well, and plan to develop other sports balls.
And what other sports might those be?
Any sport that uses a ball. Cricket, basketball, football, rugby. We plan to develop all of them.
You must get a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling about this. Does it make you feel good?
Yes, it's often, you know, we've been going nonstop and at a very fast pace, and it's so important to stop and remember that this is all about the children.
Our guest has been Lisa Tarver, co-founder and chief operating officer of the One World Football Team. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD.
Thank you very much, Christopher.
I'm Christopher Springman.